Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joyful, joyful.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the
Priest,
the Pom,
and the Poof.
This is the show where we talk about spirituality and sexuality for our community.
And good evening and welcome to Spirit Lounge, but you've only got the Poof and the Priest here tonight.
That's right, we're one down tonight.
I disappeared last week and she's disappeared this week.
You're all going on holidays. Where's my holiday?
I think we call it working, dear. I worked until 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. My story and I'm sticking to it anyway.
What do we have coming up on tonight's show, Priesty?
We're going to talk about Shrove Tuesday, which is today, of course. So you'll all be sitting there eating pancakes, and we'll talk about why we eat pancakes. Do we know that? Yes, of course we do. We're going to talk about Lent and Ash Wednesday. And we're going to have a story from Julie Perrin.
We do. Julie Perrin. She's done a little story about bread. So I thought Lent and...
Bread.
Bread, you know. Yep. Interesting link there.
Fabulous. Now, our first track tonight is from our very good friend Horse, and this is from her new album called Home, and it's an interesting little track called God Box.
Joy 94.9.
And that was the gorgeous Horse. Of course it was Horse.
Of course. She ended rather abruptly there, didn't she?
She did. Oh my.
I was looking at your CD for this one and you've got some scribble on the front. What's all that about?
Well, my friend Horse, we keep in contact, you see. Horse is an incredibly spiritual woman and we, I guess we have little conversations every now and again, and she asked me for my address and what turned up was the CD with her autograph.
Wow, fantastic. You've got a famous stalker. You're not stalking someone famous. It's great.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. And she's going to be coming out to Australia at the end of this year, so that will be exciting. We'll be able to catch up with her again and we'll be able to get lots of people to go to her concert.
Oh, yes, it'll be good. I went last time and I must say you've introduced me to her talent.
Well, Bertie actually did that. So, yes. Now, if you want to join in the conversation and tell us we're boring and you have an exciting question or anything you'd like to share with us, SMS us on 0427JOY949 or you can ring 1300JOY949 or email us on air@joy.org.au. Now, Andrew, did you eat pancakes today?
No, I haven't. Not yet, but there's still time.
At work, a couple of people come up to me and said, "Listen, Rev, where's the pancakes?"
And did you get out your hot skillet and make them up a fresh lot, or...?
Don't make pancakes?
No.
I don't think I've ever made pancakes, but anyway. So why do we make pancakes today? Tell me.
Because today is Pancake Day. Or Shrove Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
My understanding of it, and I'm sure that you probably will be able to correct me, is that it's the day when you make pancakes to get rid of all your flour and eggs and stuff, because you're going into Lent, which is the period just before Easter, and you're not supposed to eat all that stuff, so you eat it before it goes bad. Is that a quick
yeah, you're
summation.
Meant to get rid of the rich foods, not so much flour because you make a lot of bread with that, but eggs, milk, sugar, I guess toppings, chocolate, bananas, cream. Oh, no, they probably didn't have it back in the days.
They might have.
Because during Lent, and we'll talk about Lent a bit later, you're not meant to have any meat, dairy or eggs.
That would be a bit tough. I ate a lot of those every day.
But they
wouldn't
put meat on pancakes, so...
You've never had Canadian pancakes, obviously.
They have bacon.
They're delicious.
Yeah, okay. But I love it because in England there's other traditions around this. And they have what they call a mob football game. And these date back as far as the 12th century. And what it involves is groups of men from two connecting villages or two groups from either end of a single village fighting it out to move the ball from one side to the other. And apparently they were just massive brawls. But they tried to stop it because they passed this act in 1835, which said that you couldn't play football on a public highway. I mean, that's a bit disappointing. However, there's still quite a few towns in England that have this tradition. So that's I thought, was a fun way. I don't know if they eat pancakes afterwards. I didn't mention that. But the tradition of pancake races, you know how there's always pancake races around today? I'm sure there was some somewhere in Melbourne.
Well, I know that there's some happening back at my church that I'm not going
what,
to.
What, the racing around the
I'm
church
here.
With pancakes
they,
tonight?
They do like a relay and you know, there's like flipping competitions and things. It's all a bit frivolous.
Well, supposedly, this started in a town called Olney. Now, Bertie will probably tell me I pronounced it wrong. But this housewife was making pancakes and she forgot that it was time to go to church until the church bells rang. So what she did was she actually raced out of the house to church carrying her frying pan with a pancake in it. So that's supposedly, and they still have a famous pancake race at this town in Buckinghamshire, and it's been going since 1445, but the contestants, usually women or men with aprons and a head thing on, carry a frying pan and had to race over 415 yards to the finish line, but they have to toss their pancake at the start and at the finish, and then they finish with a church service.
I love it. That would really get you geared up and in the mood for...
Lots of people would go to church, I reckon, if they could do that.
We should do it every week.
I think I would fail at the first hurdle because I don't think I could toss it and catch it again.
I would have thought that you'd be good at that, Joy. I would have thought I would probably be the one that would let down the team in that area. I remember... my mum always used to make pancakes on, not in the morning before church because we were always too disorganised, but always when we got home from church on a Sunday, we'd have pancakes for lunch.
My mum used to make pikelets, which are sort of little pancakes, I think.
Miniature pancakes.
Yeah. So that's all about Shrove Tuesday. So head off, eat pancakes, and I believe that Joy was coming to us live from the pancake parlour this morning.
I did hear something about that. Something about that.
We didn't get any samples left, did we?
No, there's nothing. They've eaten everything.
After the break and a track from Liz Wright called In From The Storm, which is for our friend Bertie, if you're listening, we're going to be talking about Lent and Ash Wednesday. We'll be back soon.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the Priest and the Poof. And Bertie, if you're listening, our lovely pom, that was for you. Now, we've talked about Shrove Tuesday, which is today. Now, tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. This is not part of my tradition. So, and Lent, I mean, I guess it's more, I mean, do you follow Ash Wednesday?
I have never really actively done anything for Ash Wednesday. Usually the emphasis is kind of on Shrove Tuesday and then Ash Wednesday. Yeah, it's there. I haven't done anything for it.
I remember the first time I became aware of it, I was so ignorant. I was at work and one of the staff that worked for me came in and she had this mark on her forehead.
What kind of mark?
And I said, you know, do you know you've got a mark on your forehead? She said, oh, yes, it's ash. It's Ash Wednesday. So what they do is they use ash and they put a mark of a cross on your forehead.
Oh, so it's not just smeared on any which way. It's actually...
No, it's actually a mark of the cross. And you're meant to leave it on there. You're not meant to actually wash it off. And what it represents, well, they say, is it's a sign of mourning and repentance. I mean, we talk about sometimes about ash in related to mourning, don't we? But, yeah, so that's...
Why on that particular day do you think it happens?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's the day that starts off Lent. So I guess that's... But I notice on one in some churches, what they do is they give you a little card instead of having the ash. And what you're meant to do is you're meant to write your sins on this little card. And I thought, well, I'd need a blinkin' bee card. I mean, really.
You'd need a whole pad of post-it notes.
Oh, now, don't get that carried away.
All right, I would then.
but how would you fit? And anyway, whose definition of sin is what I want to know also, but we won't go into that. But Lent is 40-day period from Ash Wednesday, obviously, to Easter. This is based around the fact that Jesus, after he was baptized, went into the wilderness for 40 days and was supposed to have fasted. And it was at the time he was tempted by Satan. So this is the 40 days, which is around that story in the Gospels. And so Lent is a time when we're meant to abstain from eating certain foods, a time when we're meant to deny ourselves, a time when we're meant to examine ourselves. It's based around that. So what I want to know, Andrew, is what are you giving up? Are you giving sex up for Lent? I think the answer was no, folks. He wasn't expecting that question.
I wasn't expecting that question. You've just sprung it on me. Look, I don't normally give up anything for Lent. You know, I mean, apart from the obligatory, oh, I'm going to stop eating ice cream and eating unhealthy food. I'm not really...
I mean, that's a bit like a New Year's resolution, isn't it?
Yeah, in that you keep it for about 24 hours and then don't bother anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I don't make very many resolutions like that. What about you? Are you giving up something?
No, I'm going to take something up, I've decided.
What are you taking up? Isn't that like the opposite of what you're supposed to do?
Yes, but your point would be...
So what are you taking up?
I've decided I'm going to exercise.
Oh, okay. So this is sounding more and more like a New Year's resolution.
No.
Tell me more.
Well, I was going to go to a gym, but I hate gyms because there's all these fit people running around in Lycra and that puts me off.
Well, you know what I reckon is the best thing to do is join like a group of people who are doing something.
No, I don't like that.
Oh. All right, then.
So we thought we'd get a walking machine thing.
Oh, have you gone for a walk on it yet?
Yes.
And
I've used them in the past and I love them.
Oh.
So we're going to do that and see how that goes.
Oh, good.
And I thought I could put the dog on the lead and it could come.
What happens at the end of the 40 days? Do you...
Well, I'm hoping... If I can stick it for 40 days, I'm going to be in the pattern of doing it, in the habit of doing it. So if I can commit to doing it for 40 days, then at least 3 times a week, hopefully more, but because I'm away for work a lot, it's a bit difficult sometimes. But if I could say, okay, I'm going to do this for 3 times a week, then you get into the habit of it. At the end of 40 days, I'm hoping you'll be in that habit and continue.
Well, I did some Googling about the ancient roots of the Lenten period.
And they had walking machines?
You know how, well, no, they're not quite walking machines. You know how throughout church history they've been very good at kind of adapting pagan holidays and Christianizing them, and I suspected that Lent might have been similar. And I had to dig around and find some information about it. And apparently it's a very similar to a festival which was based on a Babylonian festival, which was for Tammuz. And they would give up their vices for 40 days as well prior to this festival. And it wasn't really widely practiced. Lent wasn't widely practiced in the church until Emperor Constantine decided that everybody should be Catholic. And he decided that his religion was all... there was going to be a government-led religion. So it was adapted, maybe.
I think most festivals are adapted from something. I mean, look at Ramadan. They do this fasting during daylight hours. You know, so it's about... I mean, it's not just about fasting or giving something up. It's actually about spending that time connecting with God in a new way. So I think we need to... I've noticed lately, and I think probably we need to have lots of people to give up their phones or Facebook. You know, several times I've been in places recently and there's been young couples, they don't even talk to each other.
They're just sitting there.
And I'm just thinking, where are we at with communicating? I mean, I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but I love Facebook and I love stuff, but I just think maybe some of these people could give up Facebook, or Andrew, you could give up Facebook for Lent.
All right, well, we've got a little track coming up here from Missy Higgins. this one's called Everyone's Waiting.
Joy 94.9.
Good evening, and you're on Spirit Lounge with Andrew and Joy. And if you'd like to tell us what you're giving up for Lent, or tell us what Andrew should give up for Lent, even better, SMS us at 0427 Joy949. You can phone at 1300 Joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. We did get a message from Tracy from Eltham about horse. Tracy, I believe horse is coming out in October, November, but if you listen to Joy94.9, no doubt you will find out about when she's coming. So we've heard from Bertie.
She's infamous.
Found Bertie. She's in a cab and she had to ask a taxi driver to put Joy on. Hello, taxi driver, and hello, Bertie. Lovely to hear from you. Now, we've got some news, and you know, because the Pope's resigned.
Yeah, what's with that? I wondered, Joy.
What did you wonder, Andrew?
I wondered, how do they take applications for...
I don't know, but Matt Glover, I believe, is putting in his CV, as am I.
Well, I thought you would maybe perhaps put one in and make some sweeping changes.
Yes, I'm going to put my bedroom in the Sistine Chapel. And I'm going to change the uniform.
What will you change the uniform to?
Well, I think jeans, a leather vest, gay tie... And we'll have motorbikes.
Motorbike.
Yep.
Instead of the little golf cart that he usually gets about in.
Yep.
Oh, how funny. All right. Well, best of luck with your application.
Thank you. Well, I'm sure George will take it with him to the Vatican.
Do you have some more serious news now?
Well, I don't know about serious, but did you know that the Italian Catholic Bog has been hacked and shut down? This is the anti-gay one. Isn't that fantastic?
I think it's kind of interesting, yeah, that people do hack into websites and close them down because they don't agree with what they're saying.
Well, yes, but I mean, this is, you know, it was not only anti-gay, but it's also against women, against Jews, against Muslim, in fact, against anything that wasn't Catholic by the sound of it.
It does sound like there's a few...
I mean, doesn't that go against a few laws?
It might. I'm no lawyer, though.
Yeah. I mean, they said this. I mean, there's not much intelligence behind some of their statements. An openly gay politician is awful, disgusting. A gay can be gay only in his bedroom.
He's obviously never...
So you walk out the door and you're straight, you walk back in the bedroom and you're gay.
See, he's never met me, Joy. Never met me. I'm gay all the time.
Obviously not. So, I mean, and it says that sometimes women deserve the violence men commit against them because they provoke it. I mean, that's just awful stuff. And so I'm so glad that they closed it down, and I hope it stays closed down.
Well, you know, Bertie usually prepares our news stories for us, and in her absence, I'd like to read out her little comment.
Go for it.
I think that we should set up an organisation to continually hack these sites. I think that that's probably a good idea, Bertie.
Well, yes. Don't tell the powers
don't
to be
tell
that.
Anyone.
No.
Don't tell anyone.
Now, this is a great story she found too. It's the headline is "The Super Gran Who Walked Out of Church When Her Pastor Attacked a Gay Teen." Isn't this fabulous? So this granny went to church. And while she was at church, the pastor singled out. Now, this is just awful. A gay teenager in front of the entire congregation, promising to address the problem of homosexuality. She got up, she apologised to that teen, and she walked out. And she said, "There are a lot of problems here, and him being gay is not one of them." This came about because her grandson, a year before, had come out to his grandma as gay. I mean, she's since left the church, and apparently the minister wasn't that happy. I mean, what...
Wasn't that happy? What did he think would happen?
Oh, he probably thought he was right and she was wrong and she'd come back and beg forgiveness. But, I mean, what an awful thing to do, to attack that young gay teenager in front of everyone.
But what a fantastic thing that's come out of it. She's made a real stand and gotten some attention around it. Otherwise, people would have just kind of sat there and listened to him and just accepted what was said, you know.
But people seem to do that. I don't quite get it.
It's like soaking everything up like a little sponge. I love it when people just go, "No, I don't agree with that," and make a scene. Love it.
Yeah, we don't do it enough, really.
No, we should be more argumentative.
When I'm the Pope, mandatory.
It's mandatory to heckle.
Yes, that's sermons.
I'll remember that next time you're public speaking.
You're not allowed to go. There'll be someone on the door that will stop you from getting in. Now, this is a fabulous story too. I mean, she came up with some good stories, Bertie. Liberty Ministries. Now, this is one of these ex-gay organisations. They might have to close down, Andrew.
What?
They can't find enough people who want to become ex.
Oh, enough people who want to, like, be...
Become made straight.
Quote-unquote cured.
Yeah.
They
run these group therapy sessions and they can't find enough people to start up a group.
Not much of a group then, is it? So what are they going to do? Are they just going to stop altogether?
Well, they say that over the last decade, 60% of these ministries have closed down because there's no interest in them. I mean, there's been enough in the news that people understand what damage they do. Well, I hope they understand what damage that they do to people. And also, I think there's more and more churches now that are accepting of LGBTI people so that it's less of
It's less of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's sad that they still exist and I think they should be outlawed. And I will do that once I'm in power. But, I just think it's great that they have... Like, last year, apparently, they counselled less than a dozen people with mixed results.
Well, I think that's a fantastic result.
I know, isn't
that
it
they're
great?
So, interesting little story, that. Very interesting. We've got a track now. It's a little track from Barlow Girl. It's called "Hope Will Lead Us On."
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the Priest and the Poof. The previous track that someone has asked about, that was called "Everyone's Waiting," and that was by Missy Higgins. They thought the track was gorgeous. Now, it's Valentine's Day on Thursday. It's such a busy week.
It is. Why do we schedule everything all into one week?
I'm going out for a lovely meal on Valentine's Day.
Do you normally celebrate it?
No. And I'll be by myself. Because I'm away for work.
It will be a lovely meal then.
Well, I thought I could have two glasses of wine instead of one.
Oh, yes.
One for each of us.
Oh, yes.
No, we don't normally celebrate. We did sometimes, and just with cards. But one year one of us would remember and the other forget, and the next year it's the other way around. So we've just sort of given up now. And we sort of look at each other and say, are we going to give cards or not? No. Okay, that's fine. What about you? Have you ever celebrated? Are you big on Valentine's Day?
Look, not really, not overly. If my partner wants to do something, then I won't object. But I'm not really the organizer, you know,
you
of
just
these
sit
things.
And let other people organize. So, how did Valentine's Day come about? Well, there's lots of conjecture here, but it talks about that Saint Valentine was a priest who served during the 13th century in Rome, and the emperor in his wisdom decided single men made much better soldiers than those with wives and family. So he outlawed marriage for young men.
Did he?
It was a bit mean, wasn't it?
Did it? That's funny.
I know. So Valentine defied this, and he continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secrets. However, of course, the secret was discovered, and what happened? Off with his head. Well, I don't know, but he was put to death. But it's also linked again with another pagan festival, and it was commonly believed in France and England that February the 14th is the beginning of the birds' mating season.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense. It kind of corresponds.
But isn't it still winter and snow? And
well, I think it. You know,
I suppose they could mate to keep warm.
It starts to melt though. So the snow starts to melt
in
and
February.
You know, springtime arrives, but it might still be a little bit chilly.
Well, the first written Valentine didn't appear until 1400. But the oldest one that they know about was a poem written in 1410 by Charles, Duke of Orleans, to his wife, and he was imprisoned in the Tower of London at the time. So there you go. That's Valentine's Day, folks.
30,000 hours of Joy podcasts, now at joy.org.au.
This Wednesday, February the 13th, is World Radio Day. It's a day recognised worldwide as a celebration of radio as a medium to improve international cooperation between broadcasters and to encourage all radio stations to promote access to information and freedom of expression. Quite fitting considering Joy's own mission statement. In 2013, radio continues to evolve in the digital age, and radio remains the medium that reaches the widest audience worldwide. Celebrate diversity with us this year on World Radio Day, this Wednesday, and show your appreciation for the hundreds of volunteers who make this station what it is 365 days a year. And if you're feeling generous, it's a great day to renew your Joy membership or become a member for the first time. Joy 94.9, celebrating UNESCO World Radio Day 2013.
One of only three gay radio stations in the world, right here in your own backyard. Thanks for your support, Melbourne. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Poof. Stories are a really good way to connect us to each other and help explore our spirituality and our sexuality. Julie Perrin is a writer and storyteller, and she's here to share a story with us tonight. This particular story is titled Bread of Life and was featured in the Age on Faith column.
If one morning you awaken with a small stone of resentment knocking around in your chest, remember your friend's face. She was telling you about the Victoria Market and her eyes shone. Take yourself there. Even though the stone is clunking against the cavity of your ribs and you think darkly there will be no pleasure in it, go to that place. See the man at the egg stall lift each egg in your new dozen, checking for cracks. Thank him. Notice the people waiting at the donut van, dimpled expectation on their faces. Let the ponchos of the Latin American band on the corner turn your head. Hear the breath in the panpipes they play. Watch people watching them. See them smile. Walk down the hill. Stand at the intersection between the fruit and vegetable aisles and the deli. Breathe deeply. Listen to the cacophony around you. When the lady spruiking samples of insanely rich cheeses speaks to you, accept her offer. And when her colleague offers you a Moroccan spiced dip, taste that too. Let taste awaken you to far places. Go to the middle of the deli and queue for bread. Tell them you don't want a bag, just hold the loaf in your two hands. Feel the weight of it, the pepita seeds around it. When some of them fall off in your fingers, eat them. If you want to, break off the end of the loaf and chew on the crust. Buy a coffee and take your cup out onto the tables on the side street. When a stranger asks to share your table, say yes and let them speak to you. Listen to the blind man playing the guitar. Buy a copy of the Big Issue magazine from the vendor in the doorway. Notice he is singing to himself, his lips moving around his ragged teeth. Tell him you like to hear him, because in fact you do. A little song at the side of the crowd, not a performance, just something he is doing. When he tells you that he likes to sing because it helps him not get angry with people, hear the truth of his words. Begin humming to yourself and feel the stone in your chest start to dissolve. Walk back up the hill past the flower shop. Gaze at the colours. Feast your eyes. Feel a blossoming where once the stone was. Later you might remember some words you once heard from the Gospels. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Give thanks for the bread of life.
Experience more of Julie's stories on tellingwords.com.au.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
What a fabulous story.
I really, really enjoy listening to stories, especially when Julie tells them.
Yes. I was actually going to the market in my head, you know, and aware of all those places.
I see. I'm not really a big market dweller, but the thing that I love about that story and the thing that kind of speaks to me is that in every example that she gives, she's opening herself to a new situation and a new experience. Like, for example, who takes the bread without a bag? I don't normally take the bread without the bag and just feel it there, like just feel something different. I love that idea.
And pulling the end off and eating it. I used to do that when we were kids and we'd go and get the bread, but we got in trouble for it. But she said I could do it, so that's all right.
Who got you in trouble for it?
Oh, Mum, you weren't meant to go and get the bread and it comes back half gone.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Oh.
But I think it is so true. We can get up and we can be so grumpy and we can be so, you know, full of our woes. And to go out and do something like she's suggesting, even if it is only... I remember I used to work in Carlton and I used to go through the city and stop and have a cup of coffee. And there was a man who was homeless. His name was Barry. And every morning I'd buy him a cup of coffee. And it was just... And we'd sit at the table. He wouldn't really say much. But it was... You know, I loved it. It was something that really took you out of yourself. You know, I had a job. I had a place to live. Here was this guy who had no job, no place to live, who was willing to take the time just to sit with me and to accept my cup of coffee.
I don't know, and this is a little bit of a confession. I don't actually know that I've ever sat at a table with someone who's a complete stranger. Like, I think it's a little bit different. Like, if you're at the same conference as them and you're like, oh, hi, did you like that speaker or whatever? But I'm like a complete stranger. I don't know that I've ever had that experience.
It's great. I used to travel a lot on my own and it was fabulous. You meet the most amazing people and have most amazing time.
Look, Joy, I think I might have found my thing for Lent. Is that a bit of a challenge?
I think it might be.
Listen at work, on the treadmill, or even on the toilet. The new Joy app on your iPhone. The new Joy app on your iPhone. Joy 94.9.
And so that's Spirit Lounge for another week. Just because it's Radio Week, I'd like to say a special, send a special message to Peter, who's with the Community Radio in Alexander. Hi, Peter, and I hope you're enjoying your radio day tomorrow, isn't it?
World Radio Day, yes.
World Radio, yes. Anyway, we're going to finish with a track by Plum called Always, and it's Goodbye from the Priest.
And the Poof.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.